See how your face looks. Just turn it forward, just kind of shift your chair just a little bit. Sorry about that. Yeah, I had some technical difficulties with the Latin. Couldn't get the recording to you. So hopefully that'll get through by this time next week. There's not a ton of Latin, but there's enough to for you. We're going to start at letter A. This is page 4. Letter A, page 4. Repeat after me, please. So don't, I'm going to say it, then you breathe together, and then repeat. So, raisonnette.
Raisonnette.
So it's raisonnette. Raisonnette. Not raisonnette, raisonnette. Don't, that's how it gets all falls apart, right? So I'm going to say it, then you breathe together, and then come in. Ready? Raisonnette. Again, raisonnette. Nope, you don't have it yet. Raisonnette.
Raisonnette.
There you go. That's the way that practice. When you speak in rhythm, that's the pattern. Not raisonnette, raisonnette. Don't just jump in. That's when it falls apart. Laudibus.
Laudibus.
Raisonnette in laudibus.
Raisonnette in laudibus.
There you go. Cum jucundis.
Cum jucundis.
Clausibus.
Clausibus.
Sion cum.
Sion cum.
Fidelibus.
Fidelibus.
Apparuit.
Apparuit.
Quem genuit.
Quem genuit.
Another way for me. Quem genuit.
Quem genuit.
Maria.
Maria.
Okay, so the rhythm is all homophonic. Homophonic means you move at the same time. If you look at the other parts other than yours, you see that you all move at the same time. There's no polyphony, no rhythm moving at different times. So that's cool as far as learning it. So let's speak it in rhythm up to measure 29. Letter A. Can you play along, dear Emma? Raisonnette in la, ready, and.
Raisonnette in la,
make sure you circle the rest where you just sang through that. That's beat one of that measure. And then the other thing, you just gotta feel that that groove between 6/8 and 3/4. Raisonnette in laudibus, cum jucundis plausibus, sion cum fidelibus, apparuit quem genuit Maria. That's kind of the groove. 6/8, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, right? And then make sure you put the rest in. Let's speak it again, please. Can you just play the left hand? Ready, and speak.
Resonate laudibus, cum jucundis plausibus.
Rest.
Sion cum fidelibus, apparuit quem genuit Maria.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, done. Good. And another thing, when you're speaking in rhythm in a professional way, don't go raisonnette in low, raisonnette in laudibus. Try and do it more with the flow of the rhythm. So the soprano part, for example, raisonnette in laudibus, cum jucundis plausibus, sion. Kind of get the idea of the content of the melody. And actually, sopranos and altos, you should be going, raisonnette in laudibus, not raisonnette in laudibus. All right? So at least meet me in the middle. At least do a little bit higher and kind of do the contour of the melody. Okay, can we sing it, please, ladies? Letter A. Raisonnette. Rhythmically, slightly detached. One and a two and a ladies. Please, letter B, first parts. One and a two and a ladies. Tenors and basses, please. Actually, let's do it. Sorry, my fault. Let's do it. Tenors and basses alone. Letter B. One and a.
Rezo deli maribus cum jucundi clausibus.
Red.
Si jucundi delibus.
One.
Offering and genuine Maria.
That's great. So tenors, just make sure you realize going from first system, top of the page to bottom of the page, it's the same note, right? Your eyes got there a little late. Okay? Everyone, when you get to that place where the rest is, make sure you put in the boom. Feel that downbeat, and then you'll never get it wrong. Everyone, letter B, please. One and a go. Ready. Just make sure you just go down the step. Make sure you just go down one step from the F to the E flat. Do one more time, a little louder, a little more soprano. Hey, tenors, very good job. Can everyone look at the second measure, top page 6? Look at the bass part and the tenor part, and then look at the alto and soprano part. And you notice the motion is the ladies are going this way, and the bass and tenors are staying the same note. That is harder than it seems if you're going by your ear and not by what's on the page. So you didn't do it, but be aware that a lot of times a tenor will just start echoing the soprano part because you just hear that, so you're not really reading it. So just be aware when, really look at the notes and not just by what your ears are saying. Okay, ready, letter B again. Just a little more vim and vigor. A little more vim and vigor. Resonant in laudibus. Ready, and.
Resonant in laudibus.
This is the B section. Sunt impleta. Ready? Speak.
Sunt impleta.
So the rhythm is sunt impleta. Sunt impleta. Sunt impleta. Gabriel. And in sopranos, you obviously have a little different rhythm, bottom of 7. Sunt in pleta quae predix id Gabriel. Sunt in pleta quae predix id Gabriel. Predix id. Feel that. Ya da da da. The predix id will be fine. Worry about the notes more than the words right now. Okay, can we try the altos and the basses, please? Letter C. Totally different. See that little dolce written there? That means sweetly. So it's a totally different musical idea. The first one was rhythmic. Resonate, and this one is dolce, sweetie. Bass and alto, please. Voice part, please, Emma. Ready, and. One and a two and a one and a two. Yeah, Gabriel. Gabriel, take your pick. Okay, let's do the tenors. Let's do sopranos alone, two after C. And again, trying to get mixed up on the words, right? I'm more interested. Sunt in pleitaque predix e Gabriel. Getting the harmonies right and the rhythm. Okay, sopranos alone, ready, two after C, and. Gabriel, nice job, man. Gabriel, Gabriel, Gabriel. Sopranos, and let's add the tenors. You have to sing. Ready? And. You're a third higher in the sopranos. Two after C. Sutimpleta. Against. Sutimpleta. You're actually a third higher, which is weird, right? Because if I say to you, you're singing higher in sopranos, well, in a way, of course, you're not, right? Because you're singing up the octave. But harmonically, you're singing higher in the sopranos. So you got to make sure you hear that third above. Okay, Sutimpleta. Ready? And. Make sure you just don't go, Gabriel, Gabriel. It's third lower. Everyone from letter C, please. Nice job, everybody. Make sure you try and feel this dolce. Ready? And. Yeah, so tenors, how you get your note is right off the altos. Will you play the alto part? Pick it up. I put a little air going up the alto part. It's actually their lower in their voice, so it's the exact same note. You pick it up right off of that. Ready? Again, letter C and breathe. Good. So just be a little less timid on the cool rhythm. If you notice the lower three, bottom of the page, measure, second measure. If you notice the lower three parts, they're not moving when you are. So unless you're sutim pletaque preti, you gotta be very rhythmic there. If you hesitate at all, it's not gonna cut across and you're gonna lose your courage. Good, one more time with the piano part. Sutim pleta letter C, and. One more time, bass note. Altos. Piano part, ready, and. Not bad, pretty good for now. Let's go on, please. Letter D. Let's do the ladies. So six sopranos. Measure 62 and you divide, just stay on the same note. Just don't go up to the natus rex, natus rex, whatever it is, just stay on the same note. And now if those notes you divide. Yeah. So at last note of page, top page eight, you gotta realize you pivot up first altos and pivot down second altos, going to the bottom of the page. So you're on E, last note, top page. Okay? Can we have the ladies please? Ex Maria, ready, letter D, and. Just don't be so timid. Hey, altos, you had a little bit of the tenor issue in the third measure, top page eight. Yes. If you notice, you would stand saying no, but the sopranos go up. And so that pulled some of you up. You got to read the notes. Don't go by your ears. Read what's on the page. One more time. Exma, ready, and. Natus rex. See the accents? Natus rex. Natus rex. Natus rex. Good. Hey, everyone, the breath is where the comma is, top of page 8. So don't breathe after Maria. Breathe where the comma is. Ex Maria Virgine es Natus rex. Okay? Again, ladies, D. Ready? And. Last night. note top of eight, last note top of eight. Ready and go. And yeah, more high alto. Es natus rex. Ready again. Just much more, like 10 times more. Well, we might have to do that. Okay, ready, again. Okay, not a bad start. Okay, so going out, we have these nonsense. Oh, sorry, bass and tenors, letter D, please. Bass and tenors, letter D, please. Ready, and. No breath. Been in a choir or directed a choir where this, what I'm about to say, has not been true, professional or amateur. Girls, you need to sing more like the guys, attitude wise, and guys, you need to sing more like the girls, intellectual wise. In general, guys, the strength of guys is they're just like, yeah, let's go, let's get it on, let's sing. And the girls are like, well, I'm not quite sure I know that note. Can you play it for me, please? So in general, you guys did fine there, but I was making the point more for like what you guys did in contrast to that. Could you not feel the difference?
Yeah.
The guys just sing. And you guys are like, I don't know. You just gotta sing. You gotta make more mistakes. You gotta make more noise. Okay? Good. Everyone for letter D, please. Ready, and. This next thing is just nonsense syllables. It's a-ya, 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 okay? Can you just speak it once? So ladies start, and then bassist come, tenors come in and measure later. Speak it at once. Which piano part, Emma, please? Ready, ladies, and speak.
A-ya, 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 a-ya.
Ladies along, please. It's a-ya, 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 a-ya. Ready? And ladies alone, and speak.
A-ya, a-ya, a-ya.
Yeah, again. Sing, please. Ready? And.
A-ya, a-ya, a-ya.
Rap. And the tenors and basses, please. Piano part. Ready, and.
A-ya, 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 a-ya.
Let's do that much, please, from letter A. From letter A, up we go. Stand, please. Thanks, everybody. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing out. Okay? And there's your note, letter A.
Resonet in audibus,
one and a two and a one.
Resonet in audibus, cum jucundis clausibus.
Thank you. But right now, all the sopranos just sing the second line. Just to be clear, if you notice, it's a descant few sopranos, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, so it's not five parts. Okay, so it's just one line of descant. So can we just all just skip the descant for now, sopranos? Okay, everyone, words. Sion, say that.
Sion.
Lauda.
Lauda.
Dominum.
Dominum.
Salvatorem. Wait.
Salvatorem.
Hominum.
Hominum.
Purgatorem.
Purgatorem.
Criminum. Get it?
Criminum.
Salvatorem, purgatorem, hominum, criminum. Turn the page. Apparuit.
Apparuit.
Congenuit.
Congenuit.
Maria.
Maria.
Okay, can we sing it from letter E, please? Again, your focus should be on the pitches and the rhythm, right? And singing out. Ready? Si, o, la. Ready? And.
Si, o, la, de, ho, mi, nu, salve, to, re, ho, mi, nu, word, re, ho, re, re, mi, nu.
What?
Amari, quen, genuine, Maria.
Good. Go back to letter E. Can all the sopranos sing the descant? Ready, and just nice and light and high. One, two, three, ready, and. Good, that's it, right? One more time. And you got three notes, right? Right, again, read the notes. Don't go by just repeating the pattern. One more time, ready, and. Good, awesome. So, I don't know. Who wants to sing the top one? I need three of you. Three of you sing the top one. Okay, good. Why don't you three sing it, okay? Just you three sing it. All right, just for right now. Da 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 da, and all the other sopranos do. Da 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 da. Not deepies. Da 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 da. Right, just sing the melody. Right. Ready. Everyone together, please. Letter E. You play the best game with them. Ready and up.
Sing a lullaby, Dominum, Salvatore, Dominum.
Thanks for working through this. Missing last week, I want to finish everything by tonight, so tonight will just be kind of a, let's work through stuff, so it's probably going to be a little tedious, but at least we'll get through all the music, okay? Letter F, hodie. Hodie, 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 aparui. O D A A P A R U I. Ho D A, ho D A, ho D A. One and one, two, three. A P A R U I. Okay? So, and obviously, based on tenors, I didn't do your rhythm at top of 11 because it's different than the ladies, right? You just keep that same thing. So, can we do the bass and the tenors? Letter F. Bass and the tenors, letter F. Ready, and.
Hodie, 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 aparui. Hodie, 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 aparui. Hodie, hodie, hodie.
One, two, three, and.
Aparui.
Yeah, aparui. If you got, yeah, so altos, yep. Good, good. Hey, some of you bassists are having a hard time going from the 6/8 to the 3/4. Ho die, ho die, ho die, aparui. Some of you are not feeling that yet. Okay. Every time it gets to 3/4, some of you are not finding that rhythm. Okay. Can we do the and sopranos, as far as the last three notes of the song go, it's just sing the highest note you can really fast and loud. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, it's really, we can't have that sort of, like, you know, counseling session on it. It's just like, Pottery! Just let her rip. Every soprano in the world can sing a high note. Okay, so can we do the, and then when you pivot sopranos at measure 93, 94, 95, just second sopranos go down a step, first sopranos go up a step where it pivots on the second holding meter. Okay? All right, first sopranos, you are doubling the tenors in that where you divide, so listen for them as well. But it should sing itself. Okay, can we do ladies' letter F, please? Hold it. Ready, and. This day. Okay. I know I haven't told you the breathing yet, but let's go with after the aparoid. So hodie, hodie, hodie aparoid, hodie a. Let's do it after the aparoid, right? Ready, letter F, and. Letter F, tenors, altos, sopranos. Ready, and.
Hodie, 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 aparui. Hodie, 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 aparui.
One, two, three, parubi. Watch, everyone do this. Go, one, two, three, ready? So you're going to literally go, one, two, three, That you're going to do all those gestures. You're going to count, you're going to snap your hands and everything. Let me do it again. One, two, three, ready, go.
One, two, three,
And then the comes after the clap. Ready, go.
One, two, three,
Got it? So in your mind now, you have to literally do that. I expect some of you on November 18th to be going, if that's what you need to do, right? If that's what you need to do. Do one more time, same exact thing. Ready, and.
One, two, three,
Now, here's the whole thing. What? Don't do anything. One, two, three, parui. One, two, three, parui. Ready, do all that. Ready, go.
One, two, three, parui.
Get it? Again, go.
One, two, three, parui.
Give their pitch, please. Bass. It's all unison, right? Parui. So pick an octave. Parui.
Parui.
It's all the same note. You're going to go one, two, three, parui. Ready? You're going to sing now and clap and count. Ready? And.
One, two, three, parui.
Parui. Just spit it out. Ready? Wait a minute, that first one was good. Let me think about the second one. All right, I got that one. Now let me get the third one. No, just da-da-da. Go to the store. Make your bed. Not make your bed. Ready again and speak.
One, two, three. Aparui.
Better. Again. Go.
One, two, three. Aparui.
Now you're not going to do any of the counting or the clapping. You're just going to sing the ah. So, ready? So the thing is, here's the one, two, three, This takes the place of the clap, get it? Don't do anything. Ready? And this time sing. And. One, two, three.
Aparui.
Now come before me again. One, two, three.
Aparui.
Not bad. Now back it up to top of 11, measure 8, and measure 90. This, where the ladies are on the dotted quarter note rhythm, and the guys are on the. Ready, and. Beginning of this line, measure 16. So why it's a little bit tricky to get your first note, I guess, is because she's, before you come in, she's playing sort of a D chord. So you just gotta hear that re, ready, and. Page 14 out, let's just realize you divide there, measure 55. And this one needs a little more counting, just because, look at bottom page 3, for example. If you look at the bass part, they have a totally different rhythm than the upper three parts. The next measure, tenors, altos, and basses, you have you start off the same measure, 7, measure 8, control the difference. So you just got to count. It's in 4. So just keep that in mind. 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me your stars. 2, 2. Let's sing a little bit. 2, 3, 4. 10, please. Let's go on. So I would say, I won't say anything. Page 10, here we go. When Sunset Burns. 3 and, move piano part. 3 and 4 and.
Three,
whenever I breathe before the last note, I mean, as a chorus, right? How many of you are going to die, breathe? Give me your stars, ready? And one.
Give me your stars.
So let's break it down. Nice job, nice job. So can we just go up to measure 10 voice parts, please? Let's just chunk this down. Give me your stars. Okay, voice parts, measure 3, sopranos and tenors. 3 and 4 and. Unless you count measure 9. You know, you got the half note on the A and then the half note on the B. And then you said, right? So you just got to, it's a little bit of counting. All right? Not good. Hey, bassist, is one of those songs that less is more from you. Right? Because it's if you think it too, if you get too thick with the singing, the intonation is going to be really off. Right? So just think like real baritone-y, think like real light. It doesn't need a lot of volume, it needs just a lot of intonation, because you really are the, in this song, sort of harmonic foundation of it all. And if you're kind of pushing sound, it's just gonna, the whole, we'll never tune it. Okay? So can we do that much again? Voice parts. Nice surprise on top of 3. Give me your stars to hold. And almost like you're singing in the car to the radio, not like you're reading it off the page. You get the difference? If you think too much about where those 16th notes fit, it's going to screw it up. It's really just one of those things. And the next song we're doing, it's really like this. Composers have a pop music. They have to put something on a piece of paper eventually, otherwise people won't be able to read it. But in general, it's a thing to be done a little different every time. So the next song we're doing is especially the case, but right here too. What really matters is you all feel it together, more than it being super, super accurate. Does that make sense at all? I'm watching Nashville on Netflix right now. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
If you haven't seen it.
Tennessee.
Yeah, good. There you go. I mean, I love all the music and just the process of it all and stuff. And when you sing this type of song or the one we're doing after this, it's kind of more like that than it is like Mozart or Bach or something like that, where it's very mathematical, very precise. And that's how the... music, that's how the, I want to say that's just, it's just as musical, it's just different. This is much more just in the moment where the music out of Bach and Mozart, everything comes from this specific nature of it, if that makes sense, okay? Because I don't want to say that one's better than the other, that's not what I'm trying to say, I'm saying they're different. They're different, okay? So one more time, measure 3. 2 and just the voice parts, 3 and 4 and.
Give me your stars to hold.
3 and up and 1.
Give me your stars to hold.
Crescendo. And.
Give me your stars to hold.
3, bottom of 3 sopranos, last measure, ready, and. Get it? Hold to hold. Make sure you got more notes than you think there, okay? Now, can we do it one last time? one last time, and can we try and add the crescendos this time, and the decrescendos? Ready, voice parts, same thing, adding the dynamics, three and four and.
Give me your stars to hold.
Two and three and up and one.
Give me your stars to
crescendo.
Hold.
Goosebumps again. It's it right now.
Okay.
I mean, wait.
Yay! Yes.
Okay. Those are some big goosebumps.
Yeah. So listen to the drop note on the bottom of seven, and then you do it a couple other times somewhere else. That note's the one that really needs to be like almost like college a cappella or like a Voices 8 or some King Singers, kind of real smooth as opposed to it just needs to drop in there pretty, right? So hold no virtuosity there, just beauty. Okay, going on please. 11.
Measure 11.
Yeah. Say thank you. Measure 11. 2, 3, 4, 1. Yeah, but do what he wrote. Do what she wrote there, right? I think it's Amy Vernon, right?
It's Bruce.
Oh, Bruce. Sorry. So, do what she wrote there. Peace flows into me. Feel the music. Ready again, and we'll go on 3, 4. I don't know what exactly happened, but maybe your other parts are moving in motion, so your ears are getting thrown off, some of you. But just stay in the same note. And the other thing, you remember the whole thing about singing the same note over and over again is very difficult. It always needs to be tuned high. Peace flows into me. Each of those G's, repeating G's, need to be higher. Ready? Again. And measure 11. And one.
Peace flows into me.
Oh, there you go. And
peace flows into me.
What might be throwing out there is a surprise on a B. Peace flows into me. Do, fa, sol. One more time. 11, 2, 3, 4.
Peace flows into me.
And one.
Peace flows into me.
One.
There's a door through the pool by the shore. Your shore forevermore.
Awesome. Great. Just make sure you sing it more like, you know, it's you're singing for American Idol again. As the tide to the pool by the shore, it is mine for... Just sing it out more. Top of five, measure 15. Nice basses, that was better on the C. Very good. Ready, 3, 4, 1.
As the tide to the pool by the shore,
far from the beginning, please, with the piano part. So we're going to spend probably about 10, 12 more minutes on this, just hacking through it now, right? Kind of getting in our brains, right? So measure 3 with the piano part. 2, 3, and 4. Again, beginning. Give me your stars, 3 and 4.
Give me your stars,
2, 1.
Give me your stars to hold.
And
give me your stars to hold.
Awesome. Hey, going on, this is an example basis where really back off, right? Because you're singing unison with the tenors. It just needs to be beautiful. Okay, so can we do the next little section, please? One, three, and four, and. Good job. Can you get a little bit more, think more air than sound, so you don't get that kind of it. Think air than sound, so it doesn't sound so it. Two, three, and four, and.
It ebbs up and down like the sea.
And a one.
It ebbs up and down like the sea.
One and two and three. Come on, sopranos, alto. Maybe you thought we weren't going to sing or whatever, but Jess, you need to step forward at pitch 6-7. You just need to sing out there. Okay? Bass and tenors, bottom of 7. Very, very good start. Just make sure you realize you're just singing in thirds there. So listen for each other basses. Make sure you just sing in thirds with the tenors, okay? Can we do the ladies? We'll pick up to page 7. Just the tune part. One, two, altos. Can we hear everyone, please? Nice job, everybody. This is from going well all the way back to 5. Basses, that was much better. It ebbs and flows. Think air first. Bottom of 5, it ebbs. Measure 19. Like you like just that kind of gesture as opposed to that kind of gesture. Okay? 3, 4.
It ebbs up and back like the sea.
4 and 1.
It ebbs up and back like the sea.
Crescendo 2.
Thank you.
Okay, let's sing through at least the next few pages, all right? So going on, this is measure 34, about page 9. Everyone, voice parts, please. 3 and 4 and.
Give me your stars to
semester. Get away from each note being when sun set burns. When sun set burns, more the music and less the notes. It's a little bit too like that. Everyone's doing that. You're singing a little bit too much. Good singers really eventually hear this in the music as opposed to that. You hear like the sentence, you don't just hear the notes. So eventually what becomes important is when sunset burns and dies, as opposed to when sunset burns and dies, right? So try and hear the line of it as opposed to every note within it. Hey, what was the one part that was a little bit of train wreck?
38.
Well, you handled the key change pretty well. You handled the key change pretty well going to page 10. Please notice there's a key change. So there was a little bit of an ear thing there. The ladies did a better job of getting it than the guys. But it goes to a different key there. Bottom of 10, measure 30, 38, 39. You just got to get that tie over the bar line, ladies. So ladies, out this is measure 38. You are my deepening skies. You just got to hear the tie. You are my deepening skies. Not you are my deepening skies. You are my deepening skies. Just feel the syncopation.
So the tie is on the ing, not the n.
The tie is on the ing. Hey, this is a good time, teachable moment. Ah. For 30 plus years of teaching, whenever I'd say in my high school choir, ah, it's a teachable moment. Kids would go, ah. It was like one of those things you did that, you know, I would say, a teachable moment. Ah. Especially the guys. The guys would love that. My men's course would love that. Ah. Anyways, teachable moment. Everyone look at measure 38 and 39. Look at deep. Look at the mark on deep. That's a slur. And look at the mark on ing. That's a tie. So they kind of look the same unless you know that they're different functions. The slur means connect. And the tie means connect rhythmically, right? The slur means connect the two different pitches. The tie is more of a rhythmic thing. So just in case you never knew that, get into this part of your musical existence. Okay, that's a slur and a tie. Okay, that was the big thing. Can we just do that part again? Alto's bottom of 11, when you've got the second measure there, really bring that out. That you're the only people doing that. Deepening skies. Okay, and then we'll go on if we do well. Okay, can we take it again from bottom of 9? Thank you, everybody. So obviously bottom 9 starts like the beginning, like earlier, right? It's just the tune. And then on the key change, we kind of do something. Ready? 3 and 4 and.
Give me your stars to
Plumoso means more motion. Translate faster. So,
give me your stars to hold
when sunset burns and dies when sunset burns. Faster, right? Faster. Pumoso means that. More motion. More motion. More motion. Okay, let's go on. Top of 12. Top of 12. I think this is very familiar from earlier, so let's sing through top of 12. 3, 4, and 1. Then when I release the hounds and you're able to go on there, you're gonna be like, ah. Okay, that's a beautiful part. Hey, but the reason I stopped, Altos, are you having trouble finding 12? Okay, all right.
Slow, yeah, slow.
Oh, God. Remember the whole key for singing low is just open your mouth more, so gold becomes gall, gall. When you sing, the lower you go, the more you modify the vowel. Substitute the vowels, which everybody's the same, as opposed to modify the vowel more. Okay. What did I not like about that? I can't remember. 12, please, again, top of 12. 3, 4. Top of 13. Remember that whole thing about we sing the word oh like it's so like it's meaningless. And remember my whole spiel about the word oh. Oh always means something really special. It can mean oh. Remember this little story? Oh or oh. Oh always means something. The reason I bring that up is because the oh in this context is you're really the O is accenting the fact that you want give me your stars to hold. You're accenting that idea. And functionally the music, you're setting up the crescendo on page 13, 14. So make sure you really give us a good crescendo on. Oh, sorry, 1, 2. Oh, give, right? Don't think of the O as unimportant because it sets up the whole next page.
We were trying to be gentle like we were last time because I don't think anybody else, I didn't see the crescendo mark.
Okay. I know, it's really like funny, right? I mean, like, I just want it all. Honestly, how I conduct a choir is I conduct it like I'm the audience member. I conduct it like, am I being moved? And if I'm not being moved, my mind just sort of goes, why am I not being moved? And then from 35 years or 40 years of doing this, I start throwing out things that may work. But in general, I'm like, if I'm not getting goosebumps, then the audience is not going to get goosebumps. When I used to do theater, I would say to the kids, I'd stand up on the front of the stage and they'd be acting and I wouldn't be feeling their energy. I go, if I'm not feeling it here, they're certainly not feeling it there. Right? So yeah, I want it pretty, but I also want the crescendo. All right, okay? Top of 12. Because when we get to that top of 14, second measure, I mean, you should just feel like, I didn't want to say what the word is. It's a word that's really fun. Okay, so here, can we take it from the top of 12? Top of 12, here we go. I am. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Here we go!
move on. Good job, everybody. Together. Nice job, everybody. One little one that looks like this, the other one that looks like this. One little thing about this, it kind of goes back and forth between sopranos and altos, tenor and bass. You have to read off the same staff. Like, look at the first page. Sopranos and altos, you're on the same line. Bass and tenors are on the same line. And then when you go to page 5, you go to SATB, 4 lines. So just be aware, it kind of goes back and forth. Another thing, look at letter B for a minute. Letter B for a minute on page 4. This deserves a second of review about when it's written that closely together, altos you follow the stems down, and sopranos you follow the stems up, right? So just, if you look at the middle of the page where bass and tenors, for example, is only one stem, it's both down, okay? That's because the rhythms are the same, right? So they don't have to write different stems. But if you look at the top at letter B, altos, you have a different rhythm than the sopranos, so they need two stems. Stems down when it's alto, stems up when it's soprano, stems up when it's tenor, stems down when it's bass, when there's two stems. Okay? So this is really a song that I hope you took my notes seriously and listened to it a bunch of times, because it's really like, if you overthink what's on the page, it's going to take us forever to get it, and it's also going to be so stiff and boring, right? So we just have to kind of hear the pop tune that's written in here, okay? Okay, so can we just sing through a little bit, please? From the beginning with the piano part. Let's just sing through it to get a feel for it, okay? 2, very begin. 3, 1.
Thank you.
up for Mata.
Oh.
Good, let's go back and work on some of it, please.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
On page 5, soprano, alto, and tenor have we, but on the bass, they left out the we. So can we go ho, up?
Where is that? What measure?
The bass line, it's on
measure 25.
No, that's a misprint.
We should be there.
We should be there. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, letter B, altos alone, please. Page 4? 3, 4. Again, the best thing you can do to learn this song is just listen to it a lot. and then you won't have to read it as much. That's why I'm singing along with you, because it just won't be time efficient to kind of to say, okay, that's a 16th, that's an 8th. I mean, you just gotta build on trust and hope and care. It's just a pop song. Ready? Ladies together, letter B, and gentlemen, do not sing. 3, 4. Gesture, right? You've got built on trust and hope and care and always being there. We got that kind of feeling that come along with different gesture, more legato, okay? Come along. Tenors, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. 1, 2, and 3. Come along. You've already said this idea, so oh, we learn. We're getting back into that musical idea. Ladies alone, and see, that's a tie with a slur. Get it?
Yep.
The O's are tied. Ready, ladies? 3, 1, and 2, and 3, and. Can we have the gentleman, please, from top of 5? Seeds. Ready, and.
Seeds.
3, and 1. together. Yeah, just gotta go in. Tenor's gotta go in. Hey, so tenor's the main thing. Oh, we learn and we grow. Just watch that rhythm. Oh, sorry. One and two and three and.
Oh, we learn and we grow as we walk each other home together.
Okay, everybody, please, from. Go all the way back to letter B. Thanks, everybody. Letter B with piano part, please. And try and mess it up. Try and slosh it up. Built on trust and hope and care. Not built on trust and hope and care. Right, just mess it up. One and two and play piano part. Letter B. Everyone.
Built on trust.
Two and three, a third. next time, but we're running out of time. Let's do the whole thing called tonight. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody. James Blaine, who is at UConn, and myself as well, we use a thing called Dr. Beat. So when choir's a dragon, you put the like you get a speaker and you hook it in like a metronome, and then you just crank it up. And it's just, so it's literally like doosh, doosh, doosh. There's no line with a metronome. There's no line. Dr. Beat. Try and just sing. I know you think you are, but if there's any... No, I don't mean it like a qualitative thing. I mean it like a mind thing. Yeah, just try and just let her rip. Let her rip. Okay. Three, four. One, two.
Oh.
Thanks, Emma. The wonderful Emma Fokker.
Thank you.